last mitzvah which we learned before Chanukah was the mitzvah of Zeroya L'Chayayim V'Keva. The next mitzvah which we're up to in the Rambam is Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's a mitzvah which is in many ways very similar to the mitzvah of Zeroya L'Chayayim V'Keva. And that's the mitzvah of Reishis HaGeiz. If you have a chumash in front of you in Parashas Shoiftim, and as we mentioned, when we learn the mitzvah of Zeroya L'Chayayim V'Keva, these two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Reishis HaGeiz and the mitzvah of Zeroya L'Chayayim V'Keva Kipshutai, we don't have in the Torah until Parashas Shoiftim. Whereas other Matnas Kahuna we have explicitly in the Torah, in Parshas Koyach, in Parshas Nosoi, in Parshas Boy, in Parshas Mishpatim, throughout the Torah we have mitzvahs of Matnas Kahuna and Beikir in Parshas Koyach. But these two mitzvahs of Zeroya L'Chayayim V'Keva and Reishis HaGeiz we don't have mentioned again specifically up until Parshas Shoftim. And if you remember the shiurim before Chanukah, we did have that the Vilna Gaon in his Pirush and Masechtas Avos on a mission that says that Gedoyla Kohuna Shaniknes B'Chov Dalid Kinyonim, and corresponding to that, the Chov Dalid Matanis, the Vilna Gaon learned with us a Sifri that in Parshas Koyach we have nimras, a remez of both Reishis HaGeiz and Zeroya L'Chayayim V'Keva. But often in the Psukim we don't have. And if you remember then when we were learning the mitzvah Zeroya L'Chayayim V'Keva, we have learned together a sefer from the Chazdei David, of David Padu, who Kipshuta learned that since the Zechus of Pinchas is what brought about Zeroya L'Chayayim V'Keva, so it wasn't this Chadish, the mitzvah Zeroya L'Chayayim V'Keva, until after the Maisa of Pinchas. So it's very mistaver why in Parshas Koyach there's no mention yet of the Maton of Zeroya L'Chayayim V'Keva. First in Parshas Shoftim, we'll still have to explain the Fizeh why Reishis HaGeiz, which over there L'Chayi doesn't have anything to do with Pinchas V'Shteitzach, why over here is it first mentioned only in Parshas Shoftim, and there's nothing mentioned earlier in the Torah until we come to Parshas Shoftim. So maybe we'll leave that for next week or the week after. The Vayel, let's see the Psukim in Parshas Shoftim, Kapitel Yudches, Pasuk Gimel. V'zeh yiyah mishpat ha-kehanim me'eis ha'om. This is the mishpat, the dinim, the schusim of the kehanim me'eis ha'om. And as we learned, the Rashi me'eis ha'om is coming l'mute, the kehanim and the levim who are potter from this mitzvah. Me'eis zoivchei ha-zevach, from the ones who shech the korban, imshor, imsei. One mitzvah, Zoya L'Chayayim V'Keva. Pasuk Daled, Reish is the Goncha, a mitzvah which we did have earlier, but this is the Chmishna Torah, and Mishna Torah chazes over the mitzvahs. Reish is the Goncha, Tiroishcha V'Yitzarecha. This is the mitzvah of Truma, where the Reish is the Goncha, Tiroishcha V'Yitzarecha. The Reish is Geis Tzoyncha, Tita and Loi. And the ratios of the gaze of Yitzhoin, Tita and Loi, you should give to the Kohen. So this end of the Pasuk, the Sefer of the Pasuk, the Siyam of the Pasuk, is a mitzvah of Reishis HaGeiz. Reishis Geiz Tzoyncha, Tita and Loi, you should give to the Kohen. So let's see Rashi. It says Rashi in the middle of Pasuk Dalet, Reishis Geiz Tzoyncha. When you shear the wool, b'chol shana, every year, ten limena reishis l'koyin. Give the reishis, give the tap, l'koyin to the koyin. V'loy pirish bo shear. But in the pasukim, there's no shear. How much you have to give? Rabaseinu nasne bo shear echad mishishim. The Chachamim, Midrabanan, say that you have to give Echad Mishisha, very similar to Bikurim, where Bikurim there's a share also of Echad Mishisha. Minatoya Bikurim, you can give one remind for your whole Pardes. Midrabanan, you give Echad Mishisha. Truma has three shirim. Echad Midrabanan, Echad Mechamishim, Echad Mishisha. Over here, the Chachamim will convey one share, Echad Mishisha. Now the question is, what? Payah, Emes. Yeah, also Midrabanan. Now, the question now is, true, you give now Midrabanan 1/60th, but how much soin, how much wool do you have to become a chuyiv? do we say if a person has one klein of shepsula and he gets the phrase can't come enough for a scarf, is he also mechuyav to reishis hagez? So the Gemara in the perek, which is called reishis hagez, the second to the last perek of Masechtas Chulin, dashes from sukkim how much you have to have of wool to be chayiv to give. Kamet soin chayeves reishis hagez chomesh recheilois. You have to have five sheep. Shenema v'chomesh tsoin asuyos. Rebbe Kiva oime reishis geiz shtayim tsoin charbo. Titan loy harei chamishos. You have to have five sheep. And the Gemara says how much wool you have to have from the five sheep to become mechuyev in the mitzvah of reishis hagez. So we'd like to be oime d'abissel. What exactly is the mitzvah of reishis hagez? From the psukim it says you have to take from the wool. How much wool? So we have Rashi, when you have five sheep, and the Gemara says how much wool you have to have. You have to be mafish some wool and give it to the Kohen. The Rabbanan came along and said you have to have 1/60. Now, if you remember last week, we had 3 weeks ago, we had an arichas about the mitzvah of Zeroya, L'chayayim, V'keva, that Kipshutai, there's no mitzvah hafrosh on Zeroya, L'chayayim, V'keva. Why? Because it's a distinct item. The Zeroya is the Zeroya, and the Chayayim is the Chayayim, and the Keva is the Keva. So there's no inyan to say, Harei Zu, Zeroya, L'chayayim, V'keva. This part of the animal, the cheekbone together with the tongue, belongs to the Kohen. So whether you designate it or not, Kipshutai is nothing. The only question we had is, maybe it's also for a person to eat the animal until he gives away for the Kohen. And that we were marrying about a Tosfos, about a Torah, about a Rashi, but upon him, a hafrosha, zichi, you don't have. So now the question is, Father, this person has a flock of tzoin, he cuts off the wool, and now he has a whole truckload full of wool. So, he measures out, and he has 1/60, and he now wants on his way to give it to the Kohen. Is there anything chal in that wool? Is there hafrosh, he should be mafish, harezu, reishis, hagez, and it belongs now, it's tickled to the Kohen? Or furthermore, what happens if a person, Taka had a truckload of sheep, he measured 1/60, he put it on a little cart, and he's going down the block to bring it to the Kohen, and all of a sudden something happens, and a fire catches, and that wool gets burned up. So Lama Zogna would have been Shuma. He was mafish payus, and is on his way to give it to the Kohen, and it's not here anymore. It's potter. That item was supposed to be given to the Kohen, and the only thing that's happening is potter. And if it would have been Zeroya L'chayayim Bekeva, he's only mechuyev to give the cheekbone together with the tongue. It got burned up. So he's potter. What should he do? It's an oinus. So what happens in such a scenario? He separated reishis hagez, he's bringing it to the Kohen, and now something happened. Do you say he was mafish it? So finish, he doesn't have to give the rest. He was mafish it. Now the Kohen's loss. Or do you say that nothing is chal? You give it to the Kohen. So lama does upland is hakvaldig into santa sugya. This can sugya do. Chafunim shishan find fashidne ram the Kohen as avder noisit. The erish the mare mokim. I understand the pasuk. You have to give it to the Kohen. But truma you also have to give it to the Kohen. Says the pasuk titen loy. Beishin the gan chetirash levitzarecha titen loy. But if you didn't give it, if you're part of. Let's first see the Lush. I'm telling you the Zachen is often. It's not a question of Svoris from the Boich, Ahina, Her. It's often a Zachen. Let's first start with the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Says the Rambam, Mitzvah Kuf Mem Dalad. He shat Sivonu Losseis Reishes Hagez L'Koyin. So the Rambam, the mitzvah is to give reishis hagez the koyin, the top right of the page, mitzvah kuf mem dalad. He shatzivanu loseis reishis hagez the koyin, v'hu amra yizborach reishis geiz tzoincha titen loy. The reishis of the geiz of your tzoin, titen loy, you should give to him to the koyin. U'mitzvah zu, now there's a chiddush in the Gemara, that this mitzvah, according to one man the Amah, only is in Eretz Yisrael. Even though the Chayyar Reishis Hagez has no Shaykhis Eretz Yisrael, it's not a mitzvah that Tlu Yisbore, it's a Chayyar Chutzah, we should also give it. So the emissary is a Machlekes Tanoim. So Machlekes Tanoim, if Reishis Hagez is Chayyib and Chutzah as well. We paskin like a Tanakh called Rabbi Eloi, who he says that the mitzvah of Reishis Hagez is only applies to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because we learn out of Gzeir Shavah, Reishis to Truma. Truma is called Reishis the Gancha. Tsoin is called Reishis Gei Soincha. So we learn out of Gzeir Shavah, Reishis from Truma. That just like Truma is only Noig in Eretz Yisrael, also Reishis Agez only Noig in Eretz Yisrael. Valid as a Machloikis. Other man Doma says it's Noig in the Chutzos. But the Gemara says, Kaimelon, Kirabi Loi. Not to give Reishis Hagez only in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam passing like the Gemara, and the mitzvah is only knowing in Eretz Yisrael. So we have the Rambam, the regular old-fashioned Rambams, and even the new Rambams, is very clear, there's one mitzvah. And the mitzvah is to give it to the Kohen. To designate the Tzoyin, the Rambam doesn't mention the Bechlam. There is two other Tfusim of the Rambam. One, a very famous one, from Kapach. Kapach had a tfus of the Rambam that he translated from Arabic. And there's a Sefer Mitzvahs, maybe some of you heard of him, Ayid called Chaim Heller. Chaim Heller, Gvalda Gigoyin, he found also Ksav Yad from the Rambam, and he put out a Sefer Mitzvahs, separate Sefer Mitzvahs, according to what he found in Ksav Yad from the Rambam. There, it says differently. So let's see underneath it, there's a Hagor over here in the Rambam. Mitzvahs Asay Kuf Mem Dalet. Mashma, you have it? Mashma, shamitzvah, hi hanasina. Ava bahafrosha, leka dinim, shechala reishis hagez. There's no dinim that a chawat a hafrosha. Ulam, bitargin ibun iyoiv, one of the targim of the Rambam. The maduras, harav chayim hella. Isa, the lashon of the Rambam is, lahoitzi reishis hagez. Lahoitzi means to be mafish. The list to give it to a coin. Ukain Zer, similar to this, but Madura's Kapach, another Madura from the Rambam Kapach, Shenitstavino Lahafish Hagez, the Litnoi Lukoyen, the mitzvah is to be Mafish the Gez and to give it to a coin. So Avada, the way we have the Rambam in the regular Tfus, the Rambam says Kipshute, the mitzvah is just the Nesina to the Koyen, but we do have other Mekoyes Nehmonim that the Rambam had a Girsa, the Rambam had a Nusach, the Fratrim B'chaim Heller, and from Epkapach, that the mitzvah was to be mafresh and to give it a coin. So then it's similar to Shuma. Abad, it's not Tevel, but there is a Torah's Hafrosha. You have to be mafresh the Reishis Hagez, and then give it to the coin. Once we have to be mafresh and give it to the coin, so then we have to know what happened if it got lost. He was already mafresh, he was Makai in the mitzvah. And Kilo, he designated that this is the moment coin. So now if it got lost, so the moment coin got lost, I'm part. That's happens then. But the value we have two nuschois, if the mitzvah is hafrosha or the mitzvah is only nesina. So do avdem l'cho'oya a gevaldige machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. This question, what is the mitzvah reishis hagez, is kipshutaya often a machloikis between Rashi and the Tosfos. Where is the Rashi and Tosfos in an interesting sugya, a famous sugya sagamora in Baba Kama Peret Meruba? The Gemara in Meruba discusses if Shinoi is koina or not. That means a person stole an object. One was on, he stole wool. And from the wool he made a sweater. So if you hold Shinoi koina, so the sweater belongs to the ganav. Doesn't mean he doesn't have to pay back the nigzal, he has to pay back the shavis. But to give back that chayfis, Shinoi is koina. So the Gemara says, Azoy, Omar Rabba, right under the Rambam to the right of the page, the first line in the Gemara. Omar Rabba, Shinui Koina. Shinui is Koina by a person, the object. Ksiva, steht in the Torah, Einzach. Utanina, und so steht in the Mishnah. Ksiva, wo steht this in the Torah? Veheshe, vesagzeila, asher goza. The Torah would have sufficed to say, "Ve'eshiv esagzeilu." What's the afshtein asher gozal? Im ke'ein shegozal, it's a yafusa. If you still have the item the way it was when it was stolen, yachzir, you give it back. Ve'im lav, and if not, domim ba'alma boy shlume, and you have to pay money. So you see, klosh hinu koina. Das is a posik. Tanina. And I bring you a proof from a Mishnah. Hagoyzel Eitzim, someone stole wool. Vason Kalim, I'm sorry, wood. And he made from it a kli. He stole wood and he made it a pot. And he made a spoon. Seme, he stole wool, Vasa begodim. Mishalim, Kishas Hagzela, he doesn't give back the item, he pays the value of the wool, Bishasa was the Gzela. That's one Mekoy from a Mishnah, the Shini Akoina. Inami, another Mekoy from the Mishnah, that Shini is Koina. His loy hispik litna loy achetzavoy. This is a Mishnah in Chulin. If a person has Reishis Hagez and he did not yet give it to the Koyain, and he decided, you know what, he's going to be a nice guy, he's going to dye the wool. So he had white, beautiful wool like snow, and he dyed it black. Is he obligated now to give that wool to the Koyain? So it says in the Mishnah, Loi hispik litna loi achetzavoy, if he didn't give it yet to the Kohen, and the balabas of the wool was surveyor the wool, potter, he's potter from giving the reishis hageis to the Kohen. Alma shini koina. Good? Reishteida. Love a in Rashi. So Rashi achetzavoy potter. The top Rashi. Ad shetzavay poter mereishis hagez the kanya b'shinoi. Now, Rabbi, let's get clear. We have a gazlan. He steals wool. He's kind of the scarf, but he has to pay him because the wool was worth $10, and he stole $10. So now, when it says over here poter, what does it mean poter? Poter from giving the wool that he dyed, but he has to pay him the value of the wool. A poter means in gansen. What's the main pot? Says Rashi, potter mereishis hagez, dekanya b'shinoi, v'afilu domim loy mishalim. But you don't even have to pay money. Why? The ein koyin yochol hazmina b'din, the yochol loyma l'acher etenenu. What happened over here? This guy, Taka, didn't have a right to change the wool and not to become his. But he did it already. So now he owes $10 to Shevet Kohuna. So, who's going to mon him? There's no one to mon him. So, mele he's potter. It's a moment, Shein Lei Toivin. Says Rashi, Avol Koidim Shetzavoy. But before he dyed the wool, Misha Chotfoy Zachaboy. What does potter mean? Potter means that before he dyed the wool, he was chayiv to give, and if a kohen would have come and chapped that wool, he's koinet. Why? Because it's reishis hagez. If a kohen chapped truma, we'll leave aside toivus at no moment. If a kohen chapped truma, so he was like in the truma, because truma belongs to mamon kohen. Says Rashi, if you have over here reishis hagez after he dyed it, it belongs to him. No one can chap it. It's his mama. Before he dyed it, a coin chaps it. The coin keeps it. Was that from the Rashi? That a person takes wool and he designates, this is Reishis Hagez, it becomes Reishis Hagez. If there's no hafrosh and Reishis Hagez, what says he's chapping the wool? Doesn't dye wool? Maybe your wool is still in the truck. Zetman from Rashi, that Rashi holds like this Girsa in the Rambam from Kapach and Abchaim Heller, that wool and Reishis Hagez has a Toyos Hafrosha. So when a person takes from a truckload and puts it in the cart and he says, I raise Zu Reishis Hagez, what's that? It becomes Reishis Hagez. And now the moment Koyin is in the wool in the cart. Remember, if a Koyin chaps it, it belongs to him because it became Reishis Hagez. As they state Klo in Rashi. Lama learning the Tosfos. Ad Shetzavoy. Says Tosfos, Ad Shetzavoy, Ein Lefarish. Shetzavoy, Chelkoy Shokoyen, Masha Hifrish Leimen Hagiza. The word Shaychi Bey Hafrosha Kamoy Gabi Truma. The Hafrosha Shaychi Bey. Aval Hafrosha Reishis Hagez, Ein klum mashem mafish esad echad ukiilo loyhefishoi. Klal dibuim from Tosfos. Tosfos says that when it says abshet tzavay, doesn't mean that he was severed the chelik of a koyin, because it doesn't pass the chelik of a koyin b'chal. Because even if you mafish something and he designated it to be
To the Kohen, it's nothing. It's Dvarim Betalim. It's Kilu Lo Yafisha. So Veshtetzav says a Bukhan of Asaman, according to Tosfos, if a Kohen chaps it, he has to give it back. So what does the Gemara mean? Achet Tzavei Potter means what happens if it's Tzavei all the wool? So there's nothing more to give. If she knew his Eina Koine, listen Rabbi say, if she knew his Eina Koine, and he was Tzavei all the wool from the sheep, what's the din? Huh? He still has a mitzvah to give. But if your shini is koine, there's no wool over here. It's gone with the wind. Why? Because shini is koine. So now it's not the item that was chal the mitzvah, I guess. So maybe potter and gansen. So the way Tosis learns Zayakla, Reishis Agez, before you give it to the Kohen, is a big fat zero. I have a mitzvah to give for my wool to the Kohen. If the Kohen chaps the wool, it's nothing, because there's no hafrosh of Reishis Agez. And Rashi says clear, if a person is mafish, Reishis Agez, and the Kohen chaps it, so you have to give it. It's his, because it's chal with the hafrosh of Reishis Agez. I don't think there's anything to dispute. It's like clear.
But he tried this.
What?
Rishis is only first
Chumim. No, Chumim doesn't. Rishis means you have to give a chelik Rishis. Doesn't mean only the first. No, because most doesn't mean the first. It's not Davke. About it. You can give anything. It's a chatchila, a mitzvah ba'alma, but there's no din. Kaponim is a close up. Rashi says in Dovah Boru that if a person designated Daniel, a person designated wool, and he said, Hareza Rishis Agez, and the Kohen takes it, what's the din? It belongs to the Kohen, because it became Reishis Agez. And Tosfos says, if you mafrish for something, it's ki'ilu lo yoyis, it's garnished. So according to Rashi, in the midst of Reishis Agez, it's a Torah's hafrosha, which we'll have to learn, where does it come from? But the same question we have in a B'chaim Hillel's Rambam, it also says a mitzvah of hafrosha, and according to Tosfos, there's no mitzvah of hafrosha b'chal. Then, Nachloikas of Yishoinim, of B'chon of Basaman, and Hasef of Kohen Vetshurim is Medayik, and I found that the Chazanish is Medayik, is Nachloikas, and the Rital Gazi, who has a Gevaldig Apirish, Mesechus B'choyis, is Medayik, a Klor, Nachloikas, Rashi, and Tosfos. Just to see how we can expand this question, let's see Zayir into Santa Michas Chinuch. Says the Michas Chinuch to the left of the page. The second line in the Michas Chinuch. Bevadai calls a man Nosan Lahem. If a person designated Reishis Hagez, and he didn't yet give it to the Kohen, Yachol Achzeboi, he could change his mind. Let's say a person decides to be a nice guy. And he says, you know, I've been a beta mensch, I made a lot of money, I want to give all my wool to the Kohen, and he says, all this wool should be raised against the Kohen. Then the next day he finds out the stock market dropped, and changes his mind. Is he lied or not? The Michas Chinuch Avos Nisht. Yachol Achzeboi, to loy shayich halois kri Hashem. It's not shayech b'chal l'chalois kri Hashem and reishis agez kimid b'huchulin v'loy shayech amir l'gavoya kri chulin v'gam loy shayech neder k'may tztoka machmas b'ficha d'kan ein srach mitzvah klal yoysim yishakov z'chazal v'ein shum kedusha b'zeh k'may b'tshum l'kedoyma u'bevadai ein hadibur klum. Now let's see another haysafa in Dibra Masal b'tshumah. Ubetruma v'kodshem kaimelon dekod muflasamach leish im hifish v'hektish havolei truma v'hektish v'kan. But by Reishis Agez, afim umufla v'hifish ein chaklal duchulin gemurim v'loy neder v'loy shayich mufla v'yochol achzer. So interesting. He doesn't go into this Rashi that we have. By him is poshut as every toisus. There's no toisus hafrosh a klal. Mele, if he says hareishis reishis nothing was chal, he could be choizer from what he said. And avad doesn't pass to be shoyul on his neder like truma because he didn't do anything. And mele faket, if a chayishav kodem comes and designates it, it's nothing because it doesn't make a difference if he mafish or not. That hafrosh is irrelevant because there is no hafrosh by reishis, I guess. Let's just see one more Rashi that we'll see Rashi as lishitosi. The first machloikas that we learned is a machloikas Rashi and Tosfos in Baba Kama Dav Samach Vav Amud Aleph in the sugya of Shinoi. Let's see here in Tesanta Shtikel Gemara
in Chulin, Daf Kufla Mehei Amad Aleph and Perek Reishis, I guess. Let's just see the Gemara first. So the Gemara is like, Amalei Abaya. The Gemara brings before a question, like we said earlier, if Reish Nagez applies in Chutz Laaretz or not, based on the drasha of Reishis Reishis. Amalei Abaya. Both of you have it? If you tell me that I have a Gzeir Shova Reishis Reishis from Truma to Reishis Hagez, and therefore since Truma only applies in Eretz Yisrael, Reishis Hagez only in Eretz Yisrael, let's say the drasha further. Let's say just like Truma before you mafish it, you're not allowed to eat the peiros, it's Tevel, so who adin? Before you mafish the Reishis Hagez, you can't take the wool and you can use it. Because we have a Yafusa, Reishis, Reishis. Omalei, Abaya answered, the answer to Abaya, no. Omakro, the Pasuk says, V'reishis, geiz, tsoincha, titein, loy. Ein, lecha, boy, elamei, shisaveilich. The Koyin doesn't have anything only from the time of Reishis, ve'elich. That means to say as follows. If it's tevel, that means when the wool grows, the Kohen already has a schus for it. Haraya. It's Tevel. So you can't use the wool. Obviously the Kohen already has a schus on it from the time it grows. If the Pasuk says, Reishis Titanoi, that means when does the Kohen get a schus? Only from the Reishis and on. But before that, not. If it would have been Tevel, he would have had a schus from before. Now, how will we define the Gemara Rabbi say, Ein lecha boy, ella mereishis veilach. The Kohen only has something from reishis veilach. When is that? So let's ourselves interpret this according to Rashi and according to Tosfos. According to Tosfos, how do we have to interpret that the Kohen only has something from the reishis veilach? From the time he gets it. Because until he gets it, Tosfos says it's nothing. According to Rashi, means from the time you mafish it, oh, then the Kohen has something. But before, there's no Tevel. So let's see what Rashi says. The first white line in Rashi. Ein lecha ela reishisa. Ein lecha nesina acheres lahafrish mimeno midleksiv umigeis soincha shmamina matone rishoyna bavad osa reishis lashminan. When does, is there a din nesina? From the time of Hafrasha. Not before Hafrasha. From the time when I mafish it, then you have to give it. But from the time you mafish it, it's something. If Hafrasha, like Tosfos says, it's kilu lo yifrish, why is Rashi talking about Hafrasha? So Rashi says clear, this Gemara, that Reishis Veilach means that once I mafish Reishis Hagez, then the Kohen has a schus. But before you mafish it, there's no Tevel. So this Rashi is Eir Kol Shitosli. Rashi says when you mafish the Reishis Hagez, it becomes Reishis Hagez. Good. So we have a Gvaldiga Machoikis Mishoinen, starting from two Gisois in the Rambam. Then we had the Machoikis Rashi in Tosfos in Baba Kama. What does the Gemara mean that before you tseveya it, you chayif to give according to Tosfos, it doesn't mean anything? With Afrasha, and according to Rashi means Afrasha. We have a Rashi in Chulin that says, from the time of the Afrasha, the Kohen has a schus, and we have the Choy, the Nafkamin of the Minchas Chinuch. Could a person be Choyzer after his mafresh reishis hagez or not? The Choy should be told in the Machloek is Rashi and Tosfos. But I said, let's learn together a Pliyadika, Shtikl Rambam, with a Kesa Mishnah and a Rikvega. No. The Rambam in Perek Yud, Hilchas Bikurim Halochaches. This Rambam is not a Shas, it's not a Gemara, it's a Tesefta. Hamafish Reishis Hagez. If somebody was Mafish Reishis Hagez, the Ovad, and it got lost. Chayev Bachri Yusoy, he's responsible to get all the wool to the Kohen. Sheyitin the coin until it comes to the coin. Now, let's before we see anything about Zay, when we see Tetzel Nusach, Chayi Bachrayis, that means to say that I
something. But if it gets lost, I'm responsible. L'mosha, a person says, Harei olai oyla. Harei olai oyla. And he's mafish in oyla, and then it has a heart attack and it dies. So the Mishnah says in Megillah, he's chayei b'achrayis. It doesn't mean that there was not chala oyla, it was chala oyla. But since he said Harei olai, he's mechuyei b'achrayis until it comes to the basement and he brings a carbon. So the Rambam says that if a person was mafish, reishis hages, and it gets lost, he's chayei b'achrayis. It's vice to choice, when you mafish it, something was chal. Because if nothing was chal, what's passes on the Rambam should say like washing our faces. A mafish, reish ages, v'ovat, kilu lo yifrish. It's gonish keton. It's kipshuta and very Rambam, v'lkwein ashtarka mekor to the nusach from the b'chaim hella and kapach, that there is a toyos hafrosh of reish ages, like Rashi, chul and Rashi, and set this bavakam. That's v'lkwein the passion. Ah, if something was chal, so why am I chayi b'achrayis? By truma, if I'm after truma and gets lost, look, I don't have to do anything. Why over here is different? Let's see the Kesem Mishnah. Says the Kesem Mishnah on the bottom line of the Kesem Mishnah. Hifish reishis hages v'ovad. Tesefta per reishis hages. This is a tesefta. The timer, what's the reason? Mishum diksiv bei nesina. Loy mifter atche yiten loy. Since the pasuk says titen loy, give him. We dashen from the word titen loy that you don't become potter until you give it. So kilu sounds like a shtickel gzeres akosid. Really, talk if you're mafish it, okay? You're mafish it. But since the Torah says titen loy, it's kilu and achrayis on you until it comes to the kohen. As they state on the Kesem Mishnah. There you go. Mechavim to be clear. Lamazan Ashtikla Bikreya, and that goes after Rambam. Says to Bikreya, Halacha Ches, Mishnah Lamelech, by Reish Zagez, it says, Titan Loi, Mameli Chai Bachrayas. Ayin Mashakosav Alze Hagoin, Marai Alfandri, Bekundris Shaloi, Hanidfas besoif tshuvas mutzel me'esh shehikshe azev yishloi melandi tegam betshuma neima tem hifish v'ovad yitn loy me'ashar. If you tell me that there's a gzeres akosel of titavoy that I have a chiyav achrayis, so why do I say only by reishis hages? If I lost my wool, I'm a chiyav to give it to the kohen because there's yitavoy. The same pasuk it says shuma also yitavoy. Zei bazoi. Should be chayi b'achrayis. So before we continue to Rikvega, it's kedai to know a moridiki idea. If you open up a Shulchan Aruch, I think it's not the first or the second seif in Hilchas Chala, the Pesach Tshuva brings a Birkei Yosef. Let's take a look on the other side of the page. We'll come back to this in a minute. Harav Baal Birkei Yosef. Birkei Yosef is a chidah. You don't have it?
No, it's double exposed.
Ah. Maybe the hell is on the table. On the table. Okay. Harab. Okay. Harab Baal Bikr Yosef. Harav Baal Bikr Yosef. You have it above the top line on the right? Harav Baal Bikr Yosef de Chidor. Besimen Shin Chav Beis. Hiviya hapischei tshuva, hella. Dimnev da hachala, bizman shoyz in eternus lekoyen, mechuyev lahafrish oid hapam, kumoy reishis agez, hamevuyev shemechuyev bachrayez, v'taymehu kumoy de reishis agez, mevuyev berambam, shemechuyev bachrayez, v'humanate sefta. V'kosev morin hakesem mishnah, shumidiksev titan loy, achi inosin lekoyen, kumoy kein, gabichala ksev loshen esina, v'gam kein mechuyev bachrayez, v'ein iti kaes, this is a sefer Rosh Hashanah, ואין איתי כעס ספר ברכי יוסף לעין בוי ועדין מחודש לא נמצא בפויסקים הראשונים לא ברמם ולא בטור ושוכנר בקופונת נפיסקי תשובה brings this Birkei Yosef, that here's we have a Rambam that says that if I reish is hages, it gets lost, you mechuyev teshtel tzurik, gaze to the koyen. Why? Because it says titen loy. No, Bechal also says titen loy.
Say bazay yachai b'akrayis. And tefegim pshoy milani nishna b'chala zel b'zach tshuma. And there shayla bent to betrayger from Maria Alfandri and a kuntris mutzameres. Have them zogim betrayger as the kasha is gornish kin kasha. Lam zayne betrayger. Yeah, let's go back to betrayger. V'lani es daiti b'mechilas kvoy tayosay. Ein haschol kushizu. Favos nisht. Di betruma ein yochol lachza v'likrei shem. Kiva de kol hakri nasa chulin. V'im kein afim yite me hashar ein mekayim mitzas nesines truma. V'havirak mishalim ibeisoy. Masha ein kein bereishis hagez di lo yishaya kri hashem u'bezer shenoysen me hashar Mekaya mitzvahs nesinas reishas hagez. Zot mikvege verständliche Scheil. Tevel means to say a person has fruits and when his mouth is truma the tevel goes off and this becomes truma. Could a person be mafish a second time truma? Impossible. Once truma was taken off, it doesn't pass b'chal to say truma. Zot mikvege azoy. Be'emes is enkirecht. That the Loshen actually eaten loy means I'm mechuyev to sit it that the Kohen gets what he deserves. So therefore, theoretically, by Truma, if it got lost, I should be mechuyev b'achrayus. But what could I do? I can't make a second time Truma. To take something else that's Tevel, that has its own chiyev Truma. So therefore, by Truma, there's no heichatimsa to become chayev b'achrayus. Mashenkin by Reishis Hagez, which is not Tevel. So when you mafish reishis hagez, even if there is a hafrosha, but there's nothing chal on this more than anything else. So if it got lost, so take the wool that's left and give it again to the kohen, and that'll be mekayim the mitzvah reishis hagez. So therefore, by reishis hagez, it passed to say there's a chiyuv achrayis, but the truma doesn't pass b'chal the musig of a chiyuv achrayis. Why? Because it won't become chal truma anyway. As they fake after kasha from the mutzah meish, so we have them as a kasha sayif the mutzah meish sayif the chidor. How could they make such a toy? The choy to say that by truma it can be mafish and then a chiv echayif is not going to become truma. But I'll come upon them, leave that out as a matter of an aside. So now sayif and nifla, and then a gvul the gigoyin. Hungry, that's what he was. It's true, it's Russia summer. But we still decide to see. So he brings this Biki Yosef, and that things are very stark. Craig is saying, Kasha, Nishkin Kasha. The way Craig is saying, there's some tackle with a pastor Kasha, just practically, you can't ask such a question, because there's nothing to do, because you can't give Chuma a second time. He takes the Rambam, and he says the Rambam means something else completely. Omna, let's see the second column, the right side of the side base, the second paragraph. Omnam. Omnam, l'chidai kinan b'milsa, when you be medayik in this inyan, mashkechinan iruvei dvorim b'chol zeh. So a mishsach von zachen. It mishs zusammen zwei zachen. Kiel, the chidor. And the Ria Fandri that put the Rambam and equated to Truma, Chai Bechrayis, Mishmen Tzvei Zachin, Vazomish Ken Shaychas. Begam al pi dvoreinu asher dibanu l'mayla heima rak al pi hashkofa achitzoynes al pi divi hachreinu al bishanamik ma'at al metus achreinu abisla ba'amkos yoyse matzonu ki din reishis hagez choluk l'gami mikol dine Truma v'chala. The betruma v'chala k'shemafishin chala mashehifish shematruma v'chala u'miskin v'afreshezu shahisa ela sheyesh al abaylim oid mitzvah losis hachala v'chuma l'koyin. Truma has a toyos afreshe. Truma, when you make truma, it patters the isa, it becomes truma. Now when it's truma v'chala, give it to the koyin. Ava bereishis hagez ein shum mitzvah ba'afreshos l'chud. There is no hafrosha. V'lei matzino b'kro shum tzivoy al hafrosha k'may shum matzino b'chala truma. B'chala k'siv, chala tarima, b'mafish chala. B'shah truma k'siv, mikol ma'nei seichem tarimu. Tarima means harama. Mashen k'en b'reishis hagez, v'lei matzino b'kro
mitzvahs hafrosha, rak mitzvahs nesina, v'lo yibo hafrosha l'sakin shar hagiza, and the hafrosha doesn't come to misakin anything, v'ein bo rak mitzvahs nesina l'koyin. This is the Rei of Tosfos in Baba Kama. V'al kein, v'chol oish l'kiyim mitzvah nesina l'koyin, lav midi ovid. So Gornish Keton, he said, harei zureish hagez, so Tosfos tvorim b'telim, so t'mechaskan yichachol l'avzim, but nothing was chal. V'akein hatam poshid, u'bore b'dinat esef, t'shevi Rambam. Dim nevad mashe hefrish, m'chuyiv achrayis. T'chol oid, t'chol zman, shakiyim mitzis hanesina, lav klum ovid, u'mechuyiv l'hafrish enis. U'bezroyu l'chiyayim mekeva, kimushan mitzvah b'dvorim miyuchodim, since that is specific item you have to give, given she'ena boila moed, since not here anymore, l'shayach b'achayis klal, v'ava k'may nevad kol agizah depotah. U'bore be'enai, shem nevad mashe yifish, av shem mechuyiv b'achayis, and mechuyiv l'hafish oit pam, av e'ena chay rach l'hafish, kifi erech what he had. V'loshin chayiv b'achayis, etoni b'tesefta, lav davka, doesn't mean chayiv achrayis. The lav mishum achrayis hamutul alamayin shakoyin mechuyiv, rak mishum hamitzvah ba'atzma, mechuyiv lahafish giza acheres, v'achrayis hamitzvah lov, loy achrayis mamun shakoyin. So when the Rambam says, hifrish reishas hagez, you have to give it to the Yechai Bachrayas, doesn't mean like you understand the Korban Oil Yechai Bachrayas. There, Taka, something was Chal. But over here, the Rambam means nothing was Chal. Nothing was Chal, so B'shetzi, you have to give it to the Kohen. Hashem by Shuma, where it was Chal your obligation, because he made Shuma, it became ready the Kohen. Now if it's lost, Avadi, your potter. But even that he takes out of the Rambam, nothing. The Rambam is saying, it's Dvorim B'Teilim, because the Afrosha is nothing. I Chai Bachrayas, Chai Bachrayas is Lav Davka. But the pashtus from the Rambam is Chayiv Achrayis. The Rambam says Hafrosha, and we have a Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah that calls it a Hafrosha. So Kapshuta, the Rambam is saying, like Rebbe Traeger says, it's Taka Chayiv Achrayis. Because Taka something was Chal when I designated this Reish HaGez, like Rashi says. If that's the case, why by Truma and Chala isn't there a Chayiv Achrayis? And that Rebbe Traeger says, because there's no Hechatimsa to make a second time Truma or to make a second time Chala. Klara b'Yisai, Zeyi Klara Zachin, in the midst of an Hafrosha and a Sina for nations, I guess. Klara? Mr. Lehman, Klara? Fine. Okay, Nabissa, we'll come back to this maybe. I'd like to be Mashal, B'chal, the midst of nations, I guess, in the Moedik and the Santa Machloikis. Let's take a look together at a Rambam, the tab left of the page. The pasuk in Reishis Hagez says, Reishis Geiz Tzoyncha. The Gemara in Chul asks, why does it say Tzoyncha? I should be hired to give from your wool. What's that Tzoyncha, your Tzoyn? Says the Gemara Masech Tzchulin Tzoyncha. If you have a shutvis of two people in tzoyin, it's potter. That's why it says tzoyincha. Comes the Rambam, and the Rambam passes this gemara, and the Rambam writes as follows: Hashutvin chayovin bereishis hagez. You have it?
Yep.
The top left of the page. Perek yud halacha yud dalet. So. Hashutfin chayovin bereishis hagez. Shutfin achayev in the midst of reishis hagez. V'hu sheyia b'chele kol echad mehen kashir. Abachomesh tzoyin belvad shashnei shutfin peturin. So to Rambam Azoy.
If we have, me and you together, have a shutfis of five sheep.
So then Rambam says yipotah, because it says tzoyincha b'leishah shutfis. But let's say we have 10 or we have 20, so then each of us have enough shear on our own, so we don't say just because it's a partnership or it's a corporation you put it. As long as each one who's an individual has enough to become a chuyev is chayev. So the gzeiros hakosev to patur shutvis is in a case where not each one has enough of a shear himself, but if each one has enough of a shear himself, so then avad yichayev as eish kein rambam. Yeah? Comes the Minchas Chinuch, and the Pchayim have a Gvaldiki Kasha and the Rebbe. The same drosha in the Gemara in Chulin that says that Reish's Gate Soincha tells us that Shutfin HaPotter, in the same Gemara, had another drosha that Shutfin is Potter. It says in the Pasuk in Pasha Shlach, Reish's Ari Soiseichem, the Reish's of your dough. The Gemara says, Mikan, Zabazah, that Shutfin in a dough is Potter from Chala. So Choya, if we would apply this Rambam that we're learning to Chala, we would say the same thing. Which means to say that if me and you are Shutfin in a flower, so if together we have Chameshes Rivam of Kemach, all together, what's it then? The Potter. If we have 10 Chameshes Rivam, then Nechayim, because each one has his own share. Let's see how the Rambam passed this halacha by Chala. That's not this piece, it's a piece from the Chaim, Salvation, and his Sefer. Hashutfin, Chayovim, Bereshis, Agez, Fuhu, Shiyeh, Bechele, Kolecha, Mehen, Kashir. Avo, Chomesh, Tsoin, Dovad, Shashnei, Shutfin, Peturin, Akan, Lashayna. Fuhu, Misugya, Dechul, Navkuf, Lamehei. Titan Yeshom, Behei, Mas Hashutfin, Chayovim, Bereshis, Agez, Vibiloi, Poitim. Uposa, Kechachomim, that shutfis is chayiv if you have a shir v'chein olahedi be'advaz or mibiya hagro ochein ayim v'minchas chinuch, that he asks from the Rambam in Perek Vav Hilchus Bikurim in Chala. What does Rambam say b'chala? The isas hashutvin chayovis b'chala af im ein b'chele kol echad mehen kashir v'rak b'shutvis hanochi hu debayin shei b'chele kol echad mehen kashir. The kosher, maishna bereishis hagez, the be'ina dafka shiyehei, bechei v'kolecha mehem kashir. The Rambam says by Chala, if you have an isa of shutfin, and all you have is chameshes vorm from two people together, the Rambam says yichayiv. Fetim in chaschinuch, why by reishis hagez, the Rambam says, that if you have two shutfin, and all you have is five tzayin, your potter, and you only chayit b'shutvis if each one has a shir on their own, and bechala, the Rambam says you have chameshes rivon of two partners in flour, you chayiv. What's the difference chala that we're ma'if in arisa seichem, and reish lagez we're ma'if in soincha, and by reish lagez you say as long as each one has a shir by himself he's chayiv, but if the whole shir is a cooperation together you potter, and mechala if you have a shir together you chayiv. Ma'ishna reish lagez from chala. Those are the minchas chinas kasha. Chayim is the gvaldig yisoy. In the understanding of reishis hagez, and we'll see that this is be'emes and mechalkes rishon. Says the Pchayim in the next paragraph. Behold the mechala karambam ben chala lereishis hagez. That which the Rambam is mechala between reishis hagez and chala. The bechala mitzdarev shashneim l'shura. Chala. Two people are mitzarev together to make a bashir chala. Ubereishis hagez, but inan dafka shehei bechele kol echad kashir. Nira. Tehainu mishum, the chaluka chala mereishis hagez. The obligation of giving chala and the obligation of reishis hagez is a completely different type of chiyuv. The bechala ike chiyuva v'shiura. Have a rak al guf hachefza shelo isa. The chol the have a isa shehi kashir nitbeles umeschayeves bechala. What is the obligation of being mafish chala? A person has dough, and he has chamesh rivam of dough. It's a chiyev on me to take off from the isa chala, or if there's a dough that has a shir chala, the dough has an obligation that it has to be hufa shomit chala. Who has an obligation? Either Bailam have the obligation. But the chiv is chal the isa. So how do we understand reishis hagez? A person has a flock of tzoin. So the wool has an obligation that it has to be taken from the wool off echem yishisham and give it to the koyin. Or is there nothing b'chal in the wool? The person has to give to a kohen the matana from his wool, but that the wool has any din in bechlal is no din in bechlal. So what's the shiv? What's the shear you have to have chamisha tzayin? It's a shear when the Torah says you mechuyev. How much do I have to have from tzayin that the Torah obligates me to give it to the kohen? But not because the wool has to have a tziruv together. Person makes a dough and he only makes 1 pound of flour of a dough, so that isa is not enough of an isa to become chayiv and challah. When you have chameishes rivon, it's not then you become a chuyiv, but that's called that the isa has the chuyiv to be taken off challah. So it comes out that the shear how much you need to be chayiv challah is in the dough, and the shear veishes hagez is not in the sheep or in the wool, it's on you. When you have so much wool, the Torah wants you to give from your wool to the kohen. Let's see the Prayim again. V'hod the mechala k'rambam ben chala l'reishes hagez the bechala mitztarif shal shneyem l'shiyura. By two people, by chala, it's mitzurif together to be mashem mashir. U'v'reishes hagez bo'inon dafka sheyehei b'chele kolecha kashir. What's the difference? Nearer the Haina Mishum. The Chaluka Chala Mereshes Agez. The Bechala Ike Chiyuva Veshiyuva Haverak Aguf Hachav Tzalisa. It's the Isa that's Mechayev to be Mafesh Chala. The Chol, the Have Isa, as long as there's a dough. Shehi Kishir, Nitbeles, it becomes Tevel. Umeschayev is Bechala, it becomes Chayev and Chala. Valkein, Mitztafer Lezeh, Gam Mishnei Bailam Miyachodim. It's not when you have the obligation to be mafish, but rather when does the Issa have a chiyuv hafrasha? So who cares if it's Reuven and Shimon or just Reuven? As long as it's chamesh is rivoyim of kemach, it becomes the Issa which is mechuyev to be taken off challah. V'akei mitztarfel lezeh gam mishnei bailam miyuchodim kiven diyesh kan mikol mokim isas shir hanitbelas l'challah mashen kein bereishis hagez avada. If it would have been tevel, then it would have been like challah. Then the halacha would be that the wool has an obligation to be taken from it. Reishis hagez, but it's not true. It's not tevel like that because there is a kosev. Mashen ki reishis hagez achrei diafinan. After we learn out mikra from the pasuk deina tevel es hoda dina, then we put and we say the halacha is to ein kan chiyuv klal aguf hachefteh shalogizus rak. Al habayla who the chayav chiyuv. The whole din is we'll call the chayvus gaver, not a chayvus chefza, a chiyuv on the gaver. The chayin tziruv shiura the chamisha tzoyin gam ken loy have a chefza shalagizus. The tziruv is bechal not that you have to have so much wool because the wool has the obligation. How much do you have to become a chayiv? And the chayin brings an interesting raya to this. What's the halacha Rabbi said as follows? A person, let's say, has three sheep, or let's say he has five sheep, and he cuts two of the sheep. He shears two of the sheep, and he doesn't keep it. He decides to sell it. Then he shears the other three, and now he doesn't have wool from five, he only has wool from three. What's the din? So the Gemara says, going to one man, Noma, you're still Chayim Mereshis Hagez. Chayim says, if the halacha would be that the sheep has to obligate you, the wool has to be Chal Lechiv in the wool, so you have to have it one time, so much wool. Elamai, the whole thing is, if you own so much wool, you have to be Mafesh Hagez. Again. So mainly, even though you don't own it anymore, but you had it, therefore you become a Chayim. This is Reb Chaim's right. Says Reb Chaim, V'chein Tziruf. We're together?
Yeah.
V'chein Tziruf Shiura. The tzir of shear that's necessary for Eishes Hagez, the chamisha tzoyin, gam ken lo yhava ba'achef tzishal giz. What's the raya? Or the kedechazinon, the gam because as hashniya, la'acha mechires gizas harishoyna, gam ken posa karambam, the chay b'Eishes Hagez. V'af agav, the leka gabe klal cheftish gizas shal chamisha tzoyin. If the tzoyin would become a tzuriv, or the wool has to become a tzuriv, how could it become a tzuriv? It's not here. Kivan de mocha achas koydem gizes chaverta umikomakim chazin in the chai veishes hagez ubakoch shmamina the iker tziruf shiura boinon rak legave habaylam. The chiev is on the baylam. The gizas chamishet soin Mischai Beish Sages, Mimela, Akeim Itzdarfi, Kam Bezach Hazeh. Why? Because you owned it. If the halacha would be that the tzoyin has to become a tzurev, so you have to have it one time, all the tzoyin. Well, if he's there, loy mitzdarfi, react chad bailim. If the whole chiyuv and the shear that's necessary is to become a chiyuv to you, so where do you ever have a hetatimsa that a mitzvah that I have to do can become split between two people? Tefillin, we can't share. You do half and I'll do half. Lulav, you can't take 2 minim, I'll take 2 minim. So if the mitzvah of Reishis HaGez is when you own so much wool, give it to the kohen. So if me and you are shutfis, so I don't have enough to become a chuyiv, and you don't have enough to become a chuyiv. But that's only by Reishis HaGez that the chiyiv is on you to give from your wool. But Hashem can chala, it's not your chiyiv to give the dough. A dough of chamesh and zivom of kemach shal yisrael has an obligation to be mafish challah. Say bezoi, two people together are also isas yisrael, and therefore we mitzdayer together to make it a isa mechuyeves b'challah. Mashen kem beishas agez, it's not the sheep that's chayim, and not the wool that's chayim, it's you that's chayim, and you have to have so much mechuyev. So maybe two people together can't become a tzuriv together. Mashen kem, Ulfizeloy Mistafi Rachad Bailim, Ava betray Bailim, La Yuchola Hitstaif Klaal Bishurim, Kiman the Enka didn't see it by Hefzish of Giza's Klaal, Vagam, the Kiman the Achiev Chal Rakala Bailim, Keme Achad the Cholecha Befneat Lech Gabish Yura, She Nishaivenu, Menelo Leshai She Echo Mesael Chavei Bechiuva, La Mistafi Yachad, Vizel Shaposa de Boina She Bechele Kolecha Mem Kashir, Shin de Belava Hichosa Hashir, Ava Eina Hanami, De Beka Adin de Shutfis, Poisek Echachomim, the Shutfis like Mifta, Shutfis doesn't become Potter, and that's why by Rashis Hagez, until each one has their own, there's no Chir Bechat, the whole Chir is on the Bailam. Interesting to know that the Chidushi Haran, in Masechta Schul, on this Gemara that the Chaim brings, that if I had 5 tzoyin and I sheared it and I sold it, and I sheared the rest and I sold it, you become a chuyib. The Rana is bothered by the Chaim Shiloh. What's taste? I never have 5 tzoyin to become a chuyib. So Chaim says, I don't need it. The whole chiyib is on the Bible. So as long as you own one so much, the mitzvah. Let's just see a lush in the Chidushi Arad. Itma, in the middle column. Gozaz umacha. He sheared it and he sold it. Chizda mechayev, like we paskin. Reb Nosson bar Yishei mepata. Peirish nirali de b'hachi pligi. Reb Chizda svirle kiva under Rachmana oma. Chomesh tzoyin asuyas. Shema asay says baleya mashma. The kiva on sh'ola b'daitoy logus tzoynoy. Since when he started to shear, he was planning to shear all 5. Vareishom chamisha aschila la mitzvahs reishis hagez. When you have 5 and you start to shear, so we already see the chiyuv relate to all 5. Va'af agav dechi goza shtayim ha'sholosh v'sulei goza agam. If you stop in the middle, lo yichayev mikomakim kivan shehischol lozos aschila la mitzvah. The kivan deschila mitzvah af agav dekomachal la letzoyin ubesoyv goza. You have to become a tzuv that's sewing together. The chiddush is that since you have 5 and you plan to shear all 5, so even though in the middle you lose part of it, but it becomes a tzuv together by the fact that in the beginning you were planning to be going to all chomesh. So even though Reb Chaim seems to say that together of the mitzvah is kula and the bailim, we have a clear chiddush iran that says that you have to have a tzuv in the tzoyin and the sheep that's mechuyev. And about if it's a din hafrosh, you can understand that the mitzvah of Reish HaGez relates to the wool. And therefore you have to have a tzirif in the wool. How do you have a tzirif when you don't own it? Says the Chidush Iran, since when you started to shear, you're planning to do all 5, you see it in the beginning as a haskola of the mitzvah. Halavai, next week we should be able to be oimed and abyssal hirchas beis hamikdash. Halat haniyas, l'mahabazayin l'toiva. So, odim zayin ashir and hirchas asor b'tevis. And halavai zayin ashir of hirchas binyin beis hamikdash. Rabbi Boisai, Muzog and Agresi, Ashkoyet, Leilz Mishtatif, and the Maton of the Kovet Chanaka, Sabichinach, Shungazot, Sabichinach, and Amos Av, and the Godu, the Sayyid Shalem Shal Kvoide, they're very uncomfortable to take such a Chosh Matona, of a Davis as a Helfin, and we should be able to be Mamshach on the learning, Asach, Asach, Gesund, the Yon Tzazam. Amen.
anybody wants a chazar sheet, they can take it.
Wash it off pocket when the koyin.
Because you can't force him because he doesn't have to do it now. When is the mitzvah chal?
This is how only if he gives it.